Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Templehead football coach Jeff Collins. His squad coming off an impressive 49-6 dismantling of East Carolina this past weekend at the Link. Next up, a trip to Annapolis to take on Navy in American Athletic Conference play. And let's look back before we look ahead, coach. Last week, that win against ECU, 49-6. Really, you had the whole thing cooking on all cylinders. You had to be really pleased with how it all came together.
Yeah, just really proud of the leaders of this team and how they got, you know, the team ready to go. And they played at a really, really high level in all phases. And, you know, I think it started, you know, at the quarterback position. You know, I thought Anthony played really well. He threw as many touchdown passes as he did incompletions with four. And I played at a really high level. The receivers were catching everything. And, you know, offensive line did a really good job protecting against a really good front four for East Carolina. And then, you know, ran the ball really well. So really proud of the offense defensively. I think 60% of the drives were three and outs. And, you know, a lot of that comes on money down, getting off the field on third down. And then special teams, once again, played at a really, really high level. Obviously highlighted by the return team and, you know, Isaiah Wright's performance. But, you know, Isaiah would be the first one to tell you that he had some tremendous blocking on those returns, too. It just happens that, you know, Isaiah is also such a dynamic athlete that can, you know, hit a home run when he gets such good blocking.
And I wanted to ask you about Isaiah Wright, special teams player of the week in the conference. He's such a weapon that you utilize all over the place. How much fun is it having a kid that versatile, that talented, that athletic that you can deploy in multiple situations?
Yeah, Isaiah is a special player, and he's got a tremendous work ethic as well. And, you know, he's fun to coach. He had a great look in his eye when he came down for our pregame, you know, our pregame walkthroughs and our kinesthetic awareness that we do. And I just thought he was dialed in, ready to go. And it obviously showed, you know, on the game on Saturday how well he was ready to play.
So let's look ahead. Let's talk a little bit about Navy. Obviously, you talk Navy, you're talking that triple option. And I guess right at the top of the list, they've got this kid, Malcolm Perry, that is really a threat to take it to the house every time he has the football in his hands. Let's focus on him first. What makes him such a special player?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, he's a tremendous athlete, a great competitor. You know, last year he was playing slot, I think, first half of the season. At their slot back position, and then they handed him the ball at quarterback to finish out the year. And, you know, he had some special performances and has continued that, you know, into this season. So he's a dynamic player and a huge weapon in their offense.
When you face a team that runs the triple option like Navy does, are you talking a lot of assignment football, and how difficult is it to prepare for?
Yeah, I mean, it's so new. It's so unique. You know, we try to hit it, you know, cover it during spring ball. You try to cover it a little bit during preseason camp, just so the first week you get to them, it's not, you know, completely new for the guys. But, you know, they run at such a fast pace, you know, our scout team's going to try to replicate the look, but it's completely different once it starts, you know, is live and in person, and they've got all the motion and misdirection and ball handling. You know, along with being really good players and being really physical. And then the cut blocking element, you know, they do a tremendous job of blocking and, you know, trying to get, you know, get the cut blocks. And we've just got to be able to stay on our feet and make plays.
Is there any other attack you've faced this year that you take part of what they do that maybe helps you prepare? Or is Navy really an island unto themselves?
Pretty much an island unto themselves. Tulsa has some parts of a triple option component at times. East Carolina and some of the things that they do, you know, had some triple option elements in it as well. But, you know, the downhill, the veer, the midline, the counter trap option, all those things that are staples are downhill runs with very physical offensive linemen that are coming off the ball really, really hard. And they're they got really good players that are executing a very complex scheme.
Templehead football coach Jeff Collins joining us on Reporters Roundup. His squad getting ready to visit Navy this weekend. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.